This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, members of the band Interpol share their experiences touring on the road. But first,
Mojave, runway 307. Thanks, Fox. Well, that sounds good.
What you just heard was the control tower at the Mojave Civilian Flight Test Center and Spaceport here in California, communicating with the first privately financed spaceship. It's called Spaceship One. It was competing for the X Prize, a global contest to build the first commercially manned spaceship, and it's drawn over two dozen teams from nearly as many countries. Day to Day's technology expert, Shani Jardin, woke up before dawn yesterday to watch the launch and brought back this report.
Starting at a little past 7 o'clock in the morning, the stubby, speckled spaceship that could left Earth. It was first carried up to just under 10 miles by another aircraft. After they separated, Spaceship One punched up and out of Earth's atmosphere, fueled by rubber and nitrous oxide, laughing gas. It then reached a height of more than 64 miles above sea level into what is considered suborbital space. The scene before dawn in the windswept Mojave Desert was surreal as crowds of onlookers shivered in the night wind. The diverse array of attendees included everyone from NASA's administrator to Charles Lindbergh's grandson to aerospace enthusiasts like these students from the University of Arizona playing hooky.
Actually, we arrived at 4 o'clock this morning, so
we haven't slept
at all. We just drove straight here and have been up and waiting to see the whole thing today.
Some people camp out all night for rock concerts. You camp out all night for suborbital flight.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
This is a lot more historic than a concert, though.
As it accelerated up, the craft's ascent changed from a vertical line to what looked like dozens of drunken corkscrew spirals, definitely not part of the flight plan. After safely landing, pilot Michael Melville said that while the rolls were a problem, it wasn't as scary for him as it was for terrified onlookers back on the ground.
That was a really good ride. I felt I really nailed it. The airplane flies like a dream.
The Ansari X Prize was founded in 1996 by astropreneur Peter Diamandis, who believes that aerospace would benefit from new, more innovative commercial involvement.
The old guard at companies like Lockheed and Boeing, they unfortunately don't take the risk anymore. It's become very difficult for the aerospace establishment, which are now billion-dollar companies, to take the risk because of shareholder concerns.
Some people who share that vision are willing to bet money on it. Billionaire Spaceship One backer and Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen sunk more than $20 million into developing that spacecraft. Fellow billionaire Richard Branson, founder of Virgin Airlines, announced Monday plans to launch Virgin Galactic, a space tourism company that will use technology developed by Allen and the ship's designer, Burt Rutan. Starting in 2007, if all goes as scheduled, you'll be able to buy a ticket to suborbital space for about $200,000. But before passengers can do that, the aircraft carrying them is going to need a lot more work. During a post-touchdown press conference, the ship's designer, Rutan, was unequivocal.
We are extremely confident that we are going to be able to produce the first space tourism commercial space liner that will start out service with reliability, I believe, significantly better than the first airlines.
Not everyone is so confident. California Institute of Technology professor Bruce Murray co-founded the Planetary Society with Carl Sagan and ran NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory from 1976 to 1982. He says the real challenge in terms of cost and safety involves getting manned spacecrafts up into orbit and getting them safely back down to Earth. Murray sees projects like Spaceship One as little more than adventure tourism for the wealthy.
I don't see where it leads beyond that. I think there is a market for that, and I'm sure the people who are developing these things are thinking that way. But going to 100 kilometers or more up and down is a fairly uninteresting thing from the point of view of record-breaking and for pioneering.
But when Spaceship One touched down after 81 dramatic minutes over the Mojave Desert, it certainly felt like a pioneering moment for onlookers. For the Spaceship One team to seal their $10 million XPRIZE win, the ship must perform a second flight within 2 weeks. That flight is expected to take place on Monday. If it doesn't, they have until Wednesday, October 13th, exactly 2 weeks after yesterday's successful touchdown, to complete their mission. For Day to Day, I'm Shani Jardin.